10 offenses against chanting the holy name of the Lord. Taken from the Nectar of Devotion. The offenses against chanting the holy name are as follows. Offense number 1. To blaspheme the devotees who have dedicated their lives for propagating the holy name of the Lord. Offense number 2. To consider the names of the demigods like Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma to be equal to or independent of the name Lord Vishnu. Offense number 3. To disobey the orders of the spiritual master. Offense number 4. To blaspheme the Vedic literature or literature in pursuance of the Vedic version. Offense number 5. To consider the glories of chanting Hare Krishna to be imagination. Offense number 6. To give some interpretation on the holy name of the Lord. Offense number 7. To commit sinful activities on the strength of chanting the holy name of the Lord. Offense number 8. To consider chanting of Hare Krishna one of the auspicious ritualistic activities offered in the Vedas as fruitive activities or karmakanda. Offense number 9. To instruct a faithless person about the glories of the holy name. Offense number 10. To not have complete faith in the chanting of the holy names and to maintain material attachments even after understanding so many instructions on this matter. Every devotee who claims to be a Vaishnava must guard against these offenses in order to quickly achieve the desired success. Remember that even if one feels they are being offensive, there is no need to stop chanting. By trying to chant sincerely and serving the spiritual master, we may be purified of our offenses and may be able to chant purely. Chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.